Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I am truly grateful that you chose to spend some time with me on this episode. So before we jump into the content, if you haven't done so yet, please make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You can also go over to andygeorgecoaching.com as well as our YouTube channel, Andy George Leadership, for more content. All right, now listen, I am really excited about this particular episode. This episode has been brewing for quite some time now, and I've been working on it, massaging it, trying to get the wording down right, make sure the passion is right. But this is something that I am very, very passionate about because it's something that I see either leaders have or they don't have, and I think it can make all the difference in the world. The title of this episode is Leadership Grit. Leadership Grit. So let me ask you a question. What does it take to lead, succeed, produce, hit your goals, reach your markers, and develop into the leader that you think and you know you can become? I'm going to give you one word. It's the word grit. It really does take leadership grit to do all of those things I just mentioned. So it was the official drop-off day for all incoming freshman football players at my son's new college. It was about a month before all the other students would be arriving, and the head football coach had a special parent meeting for all of us new parents, and I'll never forget, we're sitting outside under this tent, right outside of the stadium, and he gave us his pregame talk to the parents, and it was so motivating, honestly, it made me want to suit up and play football again, but more than that, it was actually pretty challenging, and there's something that he said that really has stuck with me. This has stuck with me now for a while. He summarized in one word what it would take for our young men to really succeed in college and in football and in life. And he went on to talk about grit. He was saying it takes grit. He talked about when all the other students arrive a month later and classes start and football's in high gear and life is happening. That's when most students quit. He was talking about how most students don't quit when it's just the football team the month prior to school starting. It really when everything else gets added to that, all the other layers, other people, more responsibility, more homework, all that stuff is when people quit. And he really said what's going to make the difference is just pure grit, just not giving up. And so I thought a lot about that in my own life and in my own leadership journey. And I think the same holds true, don't you? It really does take grit. It takes this perseverance and it takes passion to really accomplish your long-term goals. Grit is that internal drive that really keeps you and me from quitting and just giving up. That's what grit is. Grit is also, though, very fragile. It's very easy to damage. It's very easy to lose. And so I want to talk in this episode for a few minutes about how do we do this? How do we persevere through these circumstances and through the trials and through the difficulties, through the negativity? You know, there's been a thought that's been rattling around in my head for now, which is really what's driven this podcast. And that is this simple thought. Anyone can, but not everyone does. What do you think about that statement? Anyone can, but not everyone does. So here's what I think that means. To summarize it kind of simply, I think it really means don't allow the opinions of other people to dictate your destiny. I think that's what that means. It's been swirling around in my head. Anyone can, but not everyone does. Yet, everybody likes to be a critic. Everybody likes to point fingers. Everybody likes to tell us that we can't or we shouldn't, and on it goes. This is a great statement from Wayne Gretzky, one of the greatest hockey players of all time. He said, "Not doing it is certainly the best way to not getting it." I think it's a true statement, don't you? Not doing it, whatever the it is, not doing it is certainly the best way to not getting it. So think about it. How many goals, hopes, or dreams have you stopped pursuing because of fear or doubt? Whether they are personal health goals, like you want to get healthy this year, maybe it's developmental goals for your own personal life or leadership, or maybe it's a career goal or a career path. Maybe you've allowed the opinions of those who aren't trying anything to keep you back. Recently, I saw a quote from Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow, if you didn't know, college football star, played in the NFL for a while, didn't really make it in the NFL. Now he's trying to go for the Major League Baseball. And of course, on and on it goes. Great guy all around. I love this quote. He said, "You're always going to have critics and naysayers and people that are going to tell you that you won't, that you can't, that you shouldn't. Most of those people are the people that didn't, that wouldn't, that couldn't. I love that statement. You are always going to have the naysayers and the critics. You and I, we're always going to have people tell us that you won't be able to do this, you can't do that, you shouldn't do this. And I think Tim Tebow is right. Most of those people are the ones that didn't do anything, that wouldn't try and do what you do and couldn't do what you're doing. And yet they want to try to keep you down. They want to try to press you down. So if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. That's a true statement, isn't it? If it was easy, whatever the it is, everyone would be doing it. But not everybody does it. But everybody wants to be a critic. So how do we rise above that? How do we persevere above that? How do we really go for the goals that you and I have? So to lead at the next level and to continue in your development, to reach the goal, absolutely 100% requires grit. So here's what I mean by grit. Here's what it takes to keep moving when everybody else stops. That's what I'm talking about. How do you keep moving forward? How do you keep developing, keep growing, keep trying to attain that goal and that vision you have in front of you long past everybody else has given up, or long past the point where everybody else had their chance to get off the couch and get moving and they haven't? So I wanted to break it down for you by using the word grit. So here we go. The G in the word grit. How to keep moving forward when everyone else stops. You got to have a go for it attitude. No doubt about it. To keep moving forward, even when everyone else has given up, will absolutely require the right attitude. Your attitude and my attitude, it will either lead us to the next level, it will keep us stuck where we are, or it will bring us down. So here's a quick attitude check, even right now. How's your attitude? How's your attitude about yourself? How's your attitude about your position? How's your attitude about your future career and your path and your hopes and your dreams? Let me encourage you. There's a reason why you have that dream burning in your heart. A go-for-it attitude drives you to take that next step even when you doubt. It causes you to push through the fear. It causes you to push past the words of the doubters and the haters and the ones that tell you that you can't do it. This is the persistence that screams inside of you. Do not give up. You hear that voice inside of you? Can you hear that voice? And maybe that voice has been buried for a long time. Don't give up. Okay, here we go. Next one. Number two, the R in the word grit. To have leadership grit will require you to be resourceful. The R is resourceful. I don't have blank is not a reason to stop, and it's not a reason to give up. I think a lot of people use that excuse, don't you? Well, I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the ability. I don't have the drive. I don't have the passion. Whatever it is, I don't have blank is not a reason to give up. It's not a reason to stop. Keeping the big picture in mind, but also being aware of the next step is mission critical. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, you have to keep the big picture in front of you, but you also have to be aware that there is a simple next step. I think the reason most people quit when it gets difficult is not only because they lose sight of the big goal, but they also get overwhelmed by the amount of work it requires versus the limited resources they have. This is why it's so important to keep moving forward, even if it's only one small step at a time. One of the best resources that most people have access to, especially nowadays with the way social media and technology is, we have access to people. We have access to people who have been where you are and are already where you want to go. So I want to encourage you, reach out to those people to grow and learn from. Reach out to them. Remember, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So there's a big picture deep inside of you. I can almost guarantee you, you've got some big picture in mind, but maybe it seems too big. Maybe it seems like you're never going to get there. And maybe at this point in your life, to go from where you are right now to that big goal is probably almost impossible. However, there is a next step. So don't let resources or a lack of resources or a too big of a dream versus your limited resources keep you down. Number three, the I is integrity. It is integrity. People and circumstances may very well be able to take away your stuff, meaning your money, your role, your job, you know, people, your bosses, the company, other circumstances, external forces that you cannot control at times can take away and rob you of money, of roles, of jobs. But nobody, let me say this again, nobody can take away your integrity. You have to give that away. Here's a real easy definition of integrity. Integrity is who you are when nobody else is looking. Integrity is who you are when nobody else is around. And as you pursue your goals and dreams, do not do so at the sake of losing yourself and your integrity. Now, sure, there are plenty of successful people out there who have achieved success at a high cost of their own morals and their own integrity. People that are willing to do anything, to become anything, to abuse and use anybody to get to where they want to go. Using and abusing other people, manipulation, lying, and cheating may be the way some people reach their top, but don't let it be your way. I think one good thing to do that really combats the feeling to want to manipulate or to give away your integrity. One good way to keep your integrity is with honor. To honor people. With respect. To respect the people at the top. To respect the people at the bottom. To honor other people with respect and courtesy goes a long, long way. And it really does help you maintain that integrity mindset. Okay, here we go. Number four. The fourth and final word in the word grit is toughness. The leadership grit will require you to have toughness, both mentally and both physically. Toughness in the sense that you will have people to tell you to stop. You will have people to tell you to give up. You will have people tell you that you're never going to do it. You're never going to reach your goal. Now, let me say this, of course, and I hope that this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyways just to make sure you hear this. If you're doing something or you have a goal or a dream that's going to hurt you or hurt other people or devastate your life or somebody else's life, because let's just face it, it's a dumb goal. It's a bad goal. It's a evil goal. It's a unhealthy goal, I guess you could say. You probably should listen to the people telling you to stop. However, now saying that, however, if you're trying to reach that goal and that dream that you know you've been called to do, you have to have the toughness to keep pushing forward. You cannot cower at every negative email. You cannot allow that one negative word from that one person that's not even in the game to keep you and deter you from accomplishing and reaching the goal. As I mentioned earlier, a few times, if it, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't see it right now, but if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But not everybody is, are they? All the people that tell you you can't, you shouldn't, and you won't be able to accomplish it are all those same people that aren't doing anything. Anything worth pursuing, that dream and goal that you have inside of you, it also has to be worth the cost to get there. Not the cost morally, not the cost with integrity, not the cost of damaging yourself or others, but anything worth pursuing and reaching has to be worth whatever cost it's going to take to get there, going through the critics, going through the self-doubt, going through the fear. Maybe it's money, maybe it's resources, maybe it's people. It has to be worth that cost to get there. So I hope this has helped you. I really do. I really think that when it comes to leadership, to have leadership grit is mission critical. So listen, believe in yourself. Believe that the dream and the goal has been birthed in you for a reason. And do not let someone else or some other circumstance rob you of that. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on my deathbed wishing I would have done blank. I want to live with no regrets. And my friend, at the end of the day, it requires grit. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Andy George Leadership Podcast, and I really do hope that it's helped you develop into that leader that you want to be. I hope it's helping you to ultimately reach your potential, to define your purpose, and to live with passion. So thanks again for joining us on this episode, and we'll see you on the next one.